I love the Lord. I thank Him so much for everything that He's done for me. I thank the Lord that He saved me and He sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
It's good to be here. I thought I'll share a little bit of one of my testimonies. I've got many. The Lord's been so good to me. But when I was a young girl, the devil battled my mind with anxiety and depression at a young age, a real young age. And a lot of people would say that, what does a young girl have to be anxious about or depressed? What does she have to go through? I mean, she doesn't have a family, you know, to take care of, or bills, or, you know, different things like that that would bother her mind, or, you know, nothing traumatic that I'd went through that bothered my mind, but he had tormented my mind and got to where, you know, I was so down that all I could do was cry. I just remember there was just times that I would just sit in my bedroom floor and I would just cry. I didn't know why I would cry, but and then people would, you know, they would just tell me, you know, just be happy. You have a good life. Be happy. You have good parents. Be happy. And I thought, you know, I want to be happy. I would like to be happy, but I don't know why. You know, I'm unhappy. I don't know why this is happening to me.
Bless
and I don't know why that I feel this way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just thought, you know, just time went on. And as a teenager, and they finally take me to the doctor, and the doctor had convinced them to put me on an antidepressant. You know, at a young age, I was probably around 16 years old. And then at that point, I just thought, I got to where, when I went on that, that I just couldn't feel any emotions at all, you know. It went from feeling everything all at once, you know, always crying and upset and not knowing why I felt the way I felt, to just not feeling any emotion at all.
Bless her, yeah.
And that's true, you know, that's hard too. That's kind of, you know, traumatic too, from going from one extreme to the other. And I thought, I just want to be normal, you know, I just want to feel normal. And I thought, as time went on, I just decided to just not take anything. I just thought, Lord, you just gotta help me. I'm not gonna take it no more. I'm not gonna take them. I'd rather be crying and upset and just wait on the Lord. And I just remember one day the Lord came by and He touched me.
Yeah.
And He touched me of that, and He took that from me. And there's, you know, there is times when He tries to put that on me, and I just tell Him, get behind me. The
yes,
Lord touched
yeah.
me and He healed me
That's
of
right.
that.
Yes, yes.
And I love the Lord so much. And I thank Him for bringing me through that, because there are so many people nowadays. I see it everywhere we go, that the devil is battling their minds.
You're right.
He's just creeping in and He tells them all kinds of lies.
Yeah.
And they're just lies. They're lies of the devil.
Right.
You know, he will come and tell you that nobody loves you, nobody cares about you. But that is a lie. The Lord loves you. If anybody loves you, the Lord loves you.
Right.
He
yes.
cares about you.
Yes.
He cares for you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, I thought there was one church that we was in, and I felt like standing up and telling somebody, He loved you so much that He gave His life for you.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And I feel like telling somebody today that same thing.
Great.
He loved you so much that He came from His heavenly throne to this earth and didn't have to. And He died for you.
Right.
He cared and He loved you enough that He died for you.
Yes.
I love the Lord and I thank Him
yes.
for His many blessings.
Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Oh,
hey, I appreciate my wife. Amen. Children, and they made a big sacrifice, amen, to go out and evangelize with us. And if you evangelize, you understand that. Amen. I tell you, I just appreciate it, man. Appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. And I knew right away that we would just feel at home. Walked up here to talk to Brother Evans, and he immediately just started teasing me. I thought, yeah, I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah,
it'd be all right. Amen. I tell you, I love God's people. Amen. God's got good people everywhere, don't He?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I'm finding that out the more I'm on the field, brother. God's got good people everywhere. And I tell you, we have a burden to be with you tonight. And felt the Lord drop this on my heart for this church tonight. So I'm going to try my best to preach to you. Amen. And get out of the way here. If you'll be turning to the book of John, chapter number 5. the book of John, chapter number 5. Amen. Thought some of them was saying, I'll just say this, last time we were up in this area, I was going to call and try to come by. This brother Mark Wyatt and a bunch of brothers, Brother Austin Griffiths and Brother Bailey and all them said, you need to get over there to Brother Ron's and get to know them and visit them. And I thought when we was thinking about coming, we heard that you had Brother Rocky Kirk. And I tell you, Brother Rocky is a good man. And he's come to my home church many a times over the years. And just appreciate him. I'll try not to ramble too much, but you guys got to singing, or you guys was talking about that song, Heaven Be Worth the Journey. And that's Sister Marilyn Baker, which she used to be Marilyn Sizemore. And when she wrote Listen to Me, Devil, and she's wrote tons of songs. And I'll tell you, she grew up in my home church. And she wrote Listen to Me, Devil, when she was 15 years old. And wrote Heaven Will Be Worth the Journey. She's wrote many, many other songs. And I'll tell you, that just kind of give you an idea of where I come from. We just come from a little old country church out in the middle of nowhere. And if you ever told me that this backwards, shy boy and his wife that's backwards and shy could ever go out and evangelize, I'd have laughed at you. Amen. But God decided He was going to make me miserable until I went. And so that's what I'm doing, is I'm trying my best to preach. Amen. The gospel and win souls for the Lord. Amen. The book of John tonight. Amen. Chapter number 5. And after this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches, and in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Yes.
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, knew that he had been a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole?
Yes.
And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Would you lift your hands this way and ask the Holy Ghost to anoint me? I need Him to touch my voice tonight as well. Lord, I praise You. God, I love You. God, I thank You for the opportunity, God, to be in Your house. God, I ask You to anoint me, God. Lord, touch my throat, touch my voice tonight, God. I pray, God, You settle down in this sanctuary. God, and touch hearts and lives. God, move here in the midst. God, I'll never fail to give You the praise. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated if you want to in the house of the Lord. Amen. I thought I'd like to preach just for a little while about the pool to the pool. Amen. The pool to the pool. Amen. Here we know this story so well, how that this man was born with an infirmity in his body. And he had suffered with it here. Amen. For 38 years he had laid by this pool called Bethesda. Amen. And Jesus came, amen, to Bethesda. Amen. Which, if you look up Bethesda in the Hebrews, it also means the house of mercy. Amen. I don't know, amen, if there was a lot of mercy really ever shown here until this day, especially by the religious, amen, Jews. Amen. But this day, amen, there was going to be mercy showed, amen, to this impotent man who lay by this pool. Amen. But I'm glad, amen, not just because of life circumstances or because people have been dealt with roughly, amen, or with us, amen, with us, amen, people have dealt roughly with us, amen, doesn't mean that Jesus will not have time for us. Amen. But I like how the Bible said in verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie, amen, and knew, amen, that he had been a long time, in that case, he asked him a question. He said, wilt thou be made whole? I felt led today to let somebody know, amen, that God sent me here, amen, to let you know that there's still a pull up to the pool. I said there's still a pull to the pool. I said there's still a pull, amen, to the moving of God's Spirit. You know what to draw men and women nigh? It's when the Holy Ghost begins to move amongst God's people.
Right.
I thought, amen, I didn't know, amen, he knows where we are. Amen, listen to this. Amen, it said that when Jesus saw him, that he knew that he had been now a long time in that condition. Amen, he knows where you are, and he knows how long you've been in that shape. Amen, and not just that he knew what condition he was in, amen, but he knew, amen, where he was. I feel like telling this little church here tonight that not does only does God know what condition that you're in, but he knew you was going to be here tonight. Man, I'm just going to preach and try to get away from my notes a little bit. I get a little nervous till the Holy Ghost gets on me. I thought this sister said, amen, she had that test run. Amen, it came back cancer free. I thought I want to tell just a little bit of a story, a little story to you. Amen, but I thought it was a few years back. Amen, well, it's been about 16 now, because it was not long after I got saved. I thought I fell sick. And when I fell sick, I had an infection getting my bloodstream. And I had some kind of just infection. I thought I had these knots that were in my veins, and they ran through my body. And I thought I had some big knots right here in my arms. Amen. Had some sores come up on my shoulders and upon my back. Amen. I thought I got so sick. Amen. They put me in the hospital. I fought it with everything I could to not go. I don't like going to the hospital. I'll just put it to you like this. If I go to the hospital, it's probably because I'm about to die. And I thought they finally talked me into going into the hospital. I thought we went in and they started running tests immediately. I thought after 1 month of being in there, amen, they took, they diagnosed me finally and said that I had the opposite of what was called mono. Well, amen, I say this, it's kind of comical. I thought if I had the opposite of mono, I would think that I wouldn't have mono. Amen, so I think I'd be all right. But you that know more than I do, maybe you can explain that to me. I thought they started testing me, taking my blood. After a little while, amen, I started getting better after they diagnosed me. And so they released me from the hospital. Well, I was, you know, had been bills coming in, young man. And so the next day after they released me from the hospital, I went back to work. And when I went back to work, I was tearing a wall, a cement wall, out of a school building. And I thought whenever I was tearing down that wall, I relapsed. And when I relapsed, I was worse off than I was. Amen. The first time, I thought they took me back to the hospital, and then they wound up taking me to another hospital. This was way before COVID ever existed, and everybody that ever came in had to wear a mask to see me because my blood cells had dropped so low. Amen. If they had anything, I would catch it. I thought they started taking, they took 8 tubes of blood every day, little vials. I thought a nurse come in there one day. Amen. This was after the second time. It was about 2 months of being in there the second time. So a total of 3 months I spent in there. I thought, amen, there she came in, the nurse, to take that blood. And I asked her one day, I said, ma'am, are you finding anything out? And she said, no, that's why we're taking this blood. And she said this, she said, I told her, I said, ma'am, if you could, I'd like to go home. And she said, well, she said, I don't have that kind of power. She said, let me get a doctor in here to talk to you. I thought that doctor come in there on a Sunday, which surprised me in itself. But here he came in, and I began to talk to him, and I said, sir, are you finding anything out? He said, no, that's why we keep taking this blood. And I said, sir, if you would, I hadn't been saved very long. I said, I done made things right with God. And I said, if you would let me, I'd like to go home, and whatever happens, happens. And he said this, I'll never forget it. He said, I'm going to let you go, but only on one condition. He said, every day until you're not able to come in here anymore, I want you to come in so I can take your blood and send it for testing. I said, okay, let's do it. And so he signed my papers. They released me on a Sunday afternoon late. I told my wife, I said, honey, help me to get ready. Amen. Because I feel like going to the house of God. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to go, but while I got strength, I want you to know I want to go to the house of God. Amen. So I thought we made our way to the house of God. We come in on the Sunday afternoon. We was late because I got out of the hospital late. And I thought, amen, we walked into that church that night, and my pastor, amen, was tapping people up. He was praying for them. And he said, or one of them spoke up right when we were walking in and said, I feel like having somebody stand in Brother David's place. You got to kind of know my pastor. When he smiles, he gets real happy, and his eyeballs, they kind of disappear when he smiles real big. I thought he said he just walked in. Let him come up here and get prayed for. I thought when I walked up there, amen, I got right here in brotherly honor. I raised my hands towards heaven. They prayed for me and nothing happened. And I thought I just stepped back right over here, amen, on the front pew. And when I stepped back, they started praying for another sister. And I thought I just kind of reached my hand towards her. And I said, Lord, would you please touch my sister? And all of a sudden, amen, the power of God settled down on me. Amen. And I couldn't stand up straight where I was at. And I was bowed over like this. And I started pouring sweat. I want to tell you this. Those knots that were in my arms, they turned to sweat and they rolled out on the ground. And I never went back to the doctor because I knew that the Lord had healed. myself, but God, heal me. Hey, don't you get mad if this old fat boy shouts a little bit because God healed him. I'm telling you, hey, I wasn't at the pool, but this same Jesus, I said this same Jesus that healed him, I said he healed me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought, amen. Do you know God knows where you're at?
Yeah.
I said, my God knows where you're at, brother.
Yeah.
Heavens. Hallelujah, man. I'm about to feel like preaching in this place. Hallelujah. I said, my God knows where you're at.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how much he knows where you're at. I thought my grandpa's brother, Felix Burkhart. Amen. Hey, he walked everywhere he went. And one night he was in the pulpit preaching. Preaching just like I am tonight. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost hit him. And he just walked straight out the door. And he walked straight in the woods. And God said he just kept walking as the Holy Ghost led him. Amen. And my grandpa's other brother was a sinner. And he was out in the woods fox hunting around a campfire. And the Holy Ghost led him right to where he was. And God saved him. I feel like telling somebody in this place that my God sits high, but he looks low and he sees where you are tonight. Oh, lift your hands and worship God. Said he knows, he knows.
Yeah.
Matthew 6:26 said, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them.
Yeah.
Are ye not much better,
yeah,
amen, than they are?
Yeah.
And why take ye thought of raiment? Consider the lilies. Oh man, how they spin, and they toil not. Yet Solomon, in all of his glory, was never arrayed in such beautiful garments as these. I feel like telling you tonight, you're worried about everything. I said to quit worrying and let Jesus, have control of your life. The Lord will help us.
Glory.
Jesus asked that man, he said, wilt thou be made whole?
Right.
He begins, I believe, not to just make an excuse. I thought I've read this so many times, Brother Evans, and I've preached it like this. And I don't know, I may preach it again like that. Amen. But I thought, I've always said, he began to make excuses. But I thought when I read that the other day, amen, I feel like reading it again here to you out of the Bible. The impotent man answered him and said, sir, I have no man. And when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Amen. I'm telling you, I read this the other day, and I preached it many a times like I thought he was making excuses. I'm going to tell you, I really felt like he was letting the Lord know, Lord, I've been trying. Lord, I've been, oh, that's why I'm here. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I feel like that's why somebody's here tonight. Hallelujah. You've been trying everything you can. Amen. You're doing your best. But it seems like life just keeps knocking you down. I'm telling you, for 38 years, he laid there by that pool. Amen. Called Bethesda. Amen. Where the impotent folks was. And I tell you, this wasn't just, amen, a pool for the impotent folks. But if you actually go and you look something, amen, have done a lot deeper studying than I have, said that pool was not just for the impotent folks, but before they went into the sheep market and took and bought a sheep or a lamb and took it for a sacrifice, amen,
amen, that they would have to go to that pool. And if they were dirty, amen, they would have to be washed in that pool. Amen, but can I tell you, this man here today, amen, didn't have to go and get a sheep or a lamb. Hallelujah. I said he didn't have to go get a sheep or a lamb. Hallelujah. Because the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, amen, asked him. He said, "Wilt thou be made whole?" I thought, you know what happened? God healed that man. And they got mad. I said they got mad. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know where we find that man next? We find him in the temple. Amen. Praising God. You know how you can tell when somebody really gets saved? You'll find them in the house of God. Like these brothers were saying, "I fail not the assemblings of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." What is that day? That's the coming of the Lord. I want to let you know we're nigh. I said we're nigh to the coming of our Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
People, amen. How many have made excuses? But I don't feel like this was the case here. I feel like, amen, this man was trying.
Right.
With all that he had.
Right.
He heard, amen, the voice of the good shepherd. And the Lord healed him. Jesus said, I'm talking about the pool to the pool. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth,
right,
I will
draw
all men nigh unto me. I feel like telling you here this day, if you are lost, and I don't know every heart here, if you are lost, I hope I can preach Jesus high enough. Amen, that you'd come and repent of your sin.
Yes.
Amen. But if you're just here, amen, and you need a healing in your body, I've already heard the prayer request. Amen. I ain't going to act like I'm just telling you, brother. I didn't get this message on the internet. I didn't get it from listening to some other man preach. God gave me this message when I was on my knees in prayer. Amen. And before anybody said anything here tonight, this is what I was planning on preaching. I want to tell you, I heard the prayer request, and I've heard how there's sickness in the house. Amen. Cancer, people that need a touch. I think one may even said, amen, they had cancer. Is that right? Amen. But I don't know for sure about that. Amen. But I just want to let you know, amen, that the water has already been troubled. I said the water's already been troubled tonight. Hallelujah. I thought, amen, I hope this is all right. Amen. But I thought my wife a few years back, you reminded me of this, sis. Amen. We just had, amen, Emily. How old do you think Emily was, honey? Two?
Maybe
2 years old. I thought my wife went for a routine checkup. Amen. I thought they called her house a few days later. Amen. I was working. Amen. My wife, you know, homeschooling my oldest, I believe then, I think. Amen. I thought that whenever they called, she said I could tell. Amen. By that nurse's voice that something was wrong. And she said, I just slipped back there in the back bedroom, and she said, I'll close the door. Amen. And she said that nurse said this. Amen. She said, ma'am, she said, we normally do not tell this over the phone because we do not want to, you know, scare people, and we normally just don't do this. She said, but your numbers, when we did your test, we have no doubt that you have cancer. And and said, we want you to come in here and so we can run some more tests and find out where it is. I thought my wife went back, you know, she said, I feel like going to church. Amen. So we went to church. They prayed for her, you know. We didn't feel, you know, some big lightning bolt come out of heaven, you know. Like everybody thinks sometimes it's going to be. I thought, amen, there she was. Her mind, she called me at work, said, you know, the day they called her and said, honey, they said, I got cancer. I said, well, I'm coming home. She said this. She said, no, don't come home. She said, I feel fine right now. And she said, if it gets bad, I'd rather you have time later for when we need it. I thought, but the devil began to torment both of our minds. Amen. Here we had two little baby girls. I remember my wife specifically saying this to me. She said, honey, she said, I don't want my babies to grow up without me. I'd like to raise my babies. I'm telling you, she got prayed for at church. Amen. No, I had to go in because I wanted to go with her. And so I decided I was going to go into work real early and so I could get off and go with her. I thought that morning, I got up, it's probably 2 o'clock in the morning. I thought I got down there and I knelt beside my couch where I always prayed. Amen. At our house before we sold it to go on the field. I thought, amen, I knelt down that couch. I began to tell God, I said, Lord, you see, I need my wife. And them girls need their mommy. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, there ain't nothing wrong. Everything's going to be all right. I'm telling you, amen, I peeked in my bedroom door, Brother Evans, and my wife hadn't slept very much, you know, troubled in her mind. I thought I looked in that bedroom door. I see my wife curled up in that little ball just to snooze it away. You know what I done, Brother Evans? I just walked on out. I never woke her up. I never told her anything. Hallelujah, man. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. I thought about, amen, new time she called me. And I was, you know, getting ready to go meet her. I said, honey, I said, you know, the Lord, the Holy Ghost spoke to me this morning. I said, everything's all right. I could tell when I told her that. You can see her crying right now. Amen. Because I'm telling you how the Lord did it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when I told her, I said, the Lord said everything's going to be all right. Brother Tommy, I'm telling you, she said, I knew what she was thinking. I felt it come on me. She was thinking, no matter the outcome, it was going to be all right. The Lord was going to be with me. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost smote my heart, and I said, no, honey, you ain't got cancer. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we went and run them tests. They didn't even call us back for a few days. And they said, Miss Bradley, I just want to let you know we got your test back. You ain't got cancer. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, who said it? You. Hallelujah. I feel like telling somebody in this place, hey, listen to me just for a few minutes. Hey, He is God. Was your God and your God was her God. I'm glad letting this little church know tonight. I said the same God. I said the same God. Yes, in the midst. Wow. I said the same healer is walking up and down the aisles. I'm telling you, I feel like asking somebody, wilt thou be made whole?
Lift your hands and worship God right here. Oh, stay with me all across the building. I need to quit. I'll feel the Holy Ghost here. You troubled in your mind? Huh? You don't have a hot tub. You troubled in your mind tonight? Devil torment you? Saying, well, this sickness is going to take you out this time.
I feel like asking, I feel like the Lord's wanting me to ask the question, wilt thou be made whole? I'm telling you, I feel the pull to the pool. I'm going to open this hole. This altar's already open. I'm just going to tell you that. Amen. I know we've already anointed people with oil. Amen. But I feel like asking somebody else. Amen. Do you want made whole? Why don't you step out of that pew? Amen. Make your way to Jesus. I said, make your way to Jesus. Oh my. I'm telling you, can you feel it? I said, he's pulling for you. He's wanting to touch somebody. Oh man, I'm telling you. Brother Evans, you guys, never forgive me. I'm trying to quit. But I feel my helper. Come on, honey. Amen. Won't you give me a song? Is that all right? See you all pray for it. Oh. Some of you good sisters and brothers, come and gather around here. I feel like saying this before we pray for her. My wife is not the only one that battles with mine battles. Thanks.
Right.
I want to tell you, in these last days, I've seen the attack of the enemy come in amongst our holiness movement. Like I've never seen it and attack the minds. I feel like telling you all something tonight. Don't you ever let the attack of the enemy keep you from getting your blessing from God.
Right.
I remember, Brother Tommy, I'd be sitting in that church house battling my minds, battling in my mind, devil tormenting me. Devil even tried to tell me once I was possessed. I'm just telling you, man, he got to working on me, brother. I'll be like telling you, if he's telling you that you're possessed, it's probably because you're not.
Right.
And if he's telling you ain't saved, it's because you are.
Right, right.
Hear me?
Yeah.
I'll be like telling you, amen. You know, oh man, when the Holy Ghost used a sister to speak to me, amen, told me I'd preach to thousands and they'd be healed of mind battles. That's what the Lord told me, not me. Holy Ghost said that before we even knew we were going out to preach, amen, and evangelize. That's before we ever knew.
Yes.
And I thought, man, how you going to do that, Lord? You know, I just stood on His Word. Yes. I want to tell you something. The Lord told me, said, you stand on my promises and I'll bring you through. Stand on my Word and I'll bring you through.
Yes.
I thought after that, that sister said something to me that struck my heart. She said, you'd be surprised. I just want to tell you something. That sister in our church, if she gives you tongues interpretation, you can mark it down. It's coming to pass. I thought she said, you'd be surprised the people that sit in our holiness churches that are battling anxiety and fear and depression.
You're right. You're right.
Oh my.
Yep.
I feel like telling you, young lady, young man, elders, if that's you tonight, don't you do like I did. I battled that for 3 years. Amen. And finally I got sick of it and I came to an altar of prayer. I feel like telling you tonight, quit battling with it and let the Lord help you. Brothers, amen, would you get that oil out and begin to anoint her? Don't you let the devil lie to you. You can be healed of that.
You can walk from cloud to cloud. His
fingerprints are on the sun. Oh, I thank you. Lift your hands and worship God as we begin.
Those great stars won't hang on nothing. They're just miracles He's done. His breath is the wind, and it's blowing in the trees. Tell me who but God can do such things as these. Oh, tell me who but God can do such things as these. Tell me who but God can do such things as these. From the Lord, you can't make the mind of the Lord, 'cause you think that you can be. When the doctors say no hope, he can't cure all diseases, cause he's the antidote. He can't make the lame to walk, and the blinded eyes to see. Tell me who but God can do such things. Oh, tell me who but God can do such things. Tell me who but God can do such things. He can't calm the troubled waters, but he speaks the demon free. Tell me who the God can do that thing to me. He can't walk from cloud to cloud, his fingerprints are on the sun. Those great stars don't hang on nothing, they're just miracles he's done. His breath is the wind, and he's blowing in the tree. Tell me who the God can do such things to me. Oh, tell me who the God can do such things as these. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. He can't calm the troubled water when he speaks the demon free. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. He can't take the lot so wretched when the world says there's no hope. Call the drunkard to quit drinking, set a man free from the. He can't make something from nothing, cause he did that just for me. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. Oh, tell me who the God can do such things as these. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. He can't calm the troubled water when he speaks to demons free. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. He can't cure a body cancer when the doctors say no more. He can't cure all diseases, cause he's the antidote. He can't make the way to walk, and the blind has to see. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. Oh, tell me who the God can do such things as these. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. From pad to pad, his fingerprints are on the sun. Those great stars don't hang on nothing, they're just miracles he's done. His breath is the wind, and it's blowing in the trees. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. Oh, tell me who the God can do such things as these. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. He can't calm the troubled waters when he speaks the demons free. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. He can't take the lot so wretched when the world says there's no hope. Calls a drunkard to quit drinking, set an alley free to go. He can't make something from nothing, cause he did that just for me. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. He can't turn the troubles on us when he speaks to demons. Tell me who the God can do such things as these. He can't cure a body of cancer when the doctors say no hope. He can't cure all diseases, cause he's the antidote. He can't make the rain to walk and the blinded eyes to see. He can't calm the troubled waters when he speaks the demons flee.